This episode of WW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and enter the promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. It is December 12, 2018. This is episode 1637 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Sean Nelson.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm Grease. What? Who's Sean Nelson?
From
he's the lead singer of Harvey Danger.
Harvey Danger, yeah.
We've already been over this.
Oh.
And I'm the lead singer of Deep Blue Something.
I'm not good with names.
No, you're not.
According
that's
why to
Twitter. You shorten yours
according to one. Yeah. That's the Grease. Have you just officially gone to just Grease?
I feel like
you're Grease to your friends and family. You're the Grease to, you know, formal events.
Your stage name is the.
Will says, yeah. Will says the.
What do you have trademarked?
I don't know.
You put the little TM.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what, all you got to do is put the TM on there.
Apparently,
it's
that's
trademark.
What people in your Facebook group think. All right, with that, moving on. Today we're talking. We're revisiting something that we stopped back in June. So it's been a while.
Been a while.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the UK Pavilion in Epcot. So everyone start doing your Googling, start doing your searching. We're going to talk about that. But before we do that, I did want to talk about just, you know, it's Christmas time. And that's a cool time to experience the entire World Showcase Pavilion. There's a lot of extra entertainment, a lot of different iterations and interpretations of the Santa Claus character spread out over World Showcase. If you've been to it, so you get like Santa Claus and like other versions. Is that not it? That's the Klaus. I think that's what it is.
No, we outlawed that one.
Well, they still have it there, but you can go see and you can hear different stories. So it's a good time. If you haven't visited during the holidays, it's obviously kind of a mixed bag where you have incredible amounts of people all congregating in Walt Disney World. But also what you have is a pretty cool you know, moments like this that they don't have lines. They don't have extra things. It's just extra content that happens. Obviously, you get the Illuminations tag. There's things that don't involve waiting in line that I like about World Showcase that happens on that happens in this cool time of the year. Nobody's got anything else to say.
I'm just looking at all the locations where you can meet
a different Klaus. A different Klaus. What do you got?
Norway, you got storyteller Sigrid shares the they're called storytellers.
Yes. Mm.
Norway, the lion dancers in China ring in the Chinese New Year.
So they don't have a Klaus.
They have a dragon.
Which is arguably better.
It's hard to compete
imagine
with
telling that story to your kids. Once upon a time, there was a dragon that would come down your chimney in the middle of the night.
I just wish Santa would use, like, dragons instead of reindeer.
Well, why don't we write that book? Oh, that's a kid's book.
No, it's bullying.
What?
That's bullying.
Yeah,
just subbing reindeer.
If you thought Rudolph was bullying, you haven't heard the dragon story clearly.
Oh, you've already got a story ready.
So it's called like the dragon who would be reindeer or something.
It's more of a legend.
Oh,
but
stop,
yes.
Stop talking. This could happen.
Yeah, yeah,
we got. I've already got the domain. Dragons who could be reindeer.com.
DragonsloveReindeers.com.
No, it's way
so better. It's a different website altogether.
Yeah, there's a Kate's book series, Dragons Love Tacos, very popular kids series.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wow. Kids love Dragons Love Tacos.
I don't know if I should share the domain that's available.
No, that's available.
Well, last time, you shouldn't have. Right?
No, we had to take down the whole show.
This was actually pretty good.
This one's not bad.
No, but I don't think I should share it.
No.
Because people will steal it.
Is it?
It's a good one.
What did you
so,
rain dragon?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought you said the rain dragon hybrid, and that takes Rudolph's red glowing nose to a whole new level.
Flaming.
It's just
I will not use this domain, but I want to buy it because it's so good.
Well,
so Canada doesn't even have a storyteller. They don't get Santa there in Canada.
So am I just wrong? I thought there was like a Santa practically in all of them.
Well, they get the Canadian Holiday Voyagers, which is a band with songs inspired by the Canadian holiday customs in various regions of Canada on a musical tour.
That's a storyteller.
It's a band.
Yeah, telling stories of the various holiday traditions.
Songs are stories.
But most of them are one person that comes out or a.
Yeah, I like to do something different.
Yeah, Canadians got to do something different.
Hey, while you're there, the O Canada film is pretty much going away. So yeah. they're refurbing it. So go see it while you can if you care.
It's not that old. There's a film in Canada?
Oh, yeah. Martin Short stars in O Canada. That was probably, I don't know, 10 years old, 12 years old. It's not that old. It's not like a classic attraction. It's a good show.
Been there quite a while.
Yeah, but so it's time for an upgrade. So you can watch it, I'm sure, on YouTube. I've been watching a lot of, I got an Oculus Go for my birthday.
I got an Optimus Prime.
It's different. Yeah. So did Son of Malat. He's been customizing it from some guy in Hong Kong.
Nah, it was a Rodimus Prime, and I couldn't get, that guy was too busy. It just sits
I there. Think I'm getting one for Christmas.
An Optimus Prime?
No, the Oculus thing. So Logan and I can
play Boggle. Movies. We can play Boggle together.
So you can be friends
in my room.
In virtual reality as well as actual reality. Yeah.
Well, you can. Like, I told Amanda she should get it. My wife, she should get it for her sister because they live in different states. Like, you can go into your room and play Boggle together.
Yeah, that
and
is
she
cool.
Just was like, why? We have FaceTime where you can actually see each other. I was like, but it'd be fun.
Why Boggle?
Because that was the first one that showed up. So you go play Boggle? I played Boggle by myself because no one would come to my room.
I have Boggle Disney Edition. You press down, it's the ears.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't actually have that. I just thought I'd try to bring it back to Disney.
I watch a lot of the rides. So the quality's not great on YouTube on the VR, but I'll watch some rides. You can watch all the Circle Vision films. I feel like that's the closest. Because you can watch, like, I started watching Living with the Land, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm wasting my evening. and then I realized the person was writing Living with the Land at night who recorded the VR. I'm like, also, why? Like, why? This is the worst version of Living with the Land. Mm. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
So then I did a few different ones, but one of them was some of the Circle Vision stuff they recorded in 360. And that's pretty much like you're there, because it's not like there's any interactivity.
You can even sit down and watch Circle Vision.
Yeah, it's more comfortable. Well, so you can't turn well. You got to need a chair that swivels. Like if I'm in this chair, it's good.
And just watch in your office chair, you're good.
I've been doing a lot of hunting in VR recently. Mm. Big buck hunting and I did fishing.
Get you 12
the fishing
points.
Is fun.
Big buck hunting is a little too realistic, and it makes me real, I get real mad.
Sometimes like blood gets on the visor.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It does. It actually does.
Really? It's like, why are you hunting that close? You're supposed to be in the distance.
There actually is too much blood.
There's a Disney version.
So I did a Star Wars thing on the Oculus. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was just like the BB-8 and some other droids just running around like a bunch of kids at a daycare.
And you were just watching it. Like, because, I mean, you couldn't understand what they were saying to each other.
Some of the VR walkthroughs of Disney World is kind of like that because I'll, like, record it during the most chaotic times of the year. I'm like, I don't want to be in here.
Yeah. No.
There's a VR experience of watching a family get in an argument.
Yeah, you'd be on a plane with just kids around you screaming. Why would you want to do this?
Oh, man, you're just terrible at carving the turkey.
People are like, I've always been scared of flying, but this now I understand. Like, this is one of the experiences.
You're
like
standing in line, and then it's like, you just hear somebody start talking. It's like, I hate this line.
There are some of those, which are, they call them full experiences, and you go through the line.
Oh, wow.
And like over time, like there's a Haunted Mansion one that's like 35 minutes. And I was like, oh, what's this? And I realized the first 5 minutes is like walking up, looking at the standby line, going through, walking a little bit, getting in line, talking. Like it's a whole thing leading up to getting on the ride. Because the ride itself in 360 VR, not great because it's so dark.
Mm.
So they have this whole thing beforehand, and you're like, this is torturing myself.
And he has a fast pass, but then he's like, maybe I'm going to go through standby first, and I'll use this later. And you're going, no!
Yeah,
no!
You do feel kind of like a waste of time. Like, you can see the person recording always, and sometimes the VR gets messed up to where like you're just staring at them. Like for a little bit, I was watching a guy watch Rivers of Light, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it around. And I was just like, how do I? It's just like a guy sitting there like, and like you could see his face light up with like a prediction. I was like, well, great. So.
I really think like the parades and like fireworks stuff could be super, like really quickly and easily done for
seven
them.
7 minutes, whatever.
You just plop a camera right there, let the parade go by, record it, and then up, you know.
Yeah, there are versions a lot of people put on YouTube, but the quality is just not really there.
Right.
Like, are they not recording in cameras that are high enough quality where it looks, you know, pristine? All right, going to take a quick break here and tell you about our friends at Simple Contacts. They've been supporting us throughout the year, maybe even more now on WDW Today. And I don't wear contact lenses, but you know who does, and that's Matt Lott.
I'm wearing contacts right now.
Will also wears contact lenses.
You can't
lenses.
Even tell he's wearing contacts.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's you can't tell also because those people are listening.
Oh.
Very true. He's right about that.
But if you are not listening, you'd know.
But if you believe me,
don't.
And you believe what I say most of the time, you can't see him.
Dreading that annual appointment can be a bit of a drag. You end up dreading it. You don't want to renew that prescription right now. You got stuff to do. And that's why I'm here to tell you about our friends at Simple Contacts, a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process very well.
Simple.
Sounds like I say very well now.
Very well.
Very well. So then you say simple.
Sample.
That's right. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. They bring the doctor's office to your home, and the vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. They offer an amazing selection, every brand of lenses, and their prices are pretty darn hard to beat, so much so that that eye exam is only $20, and they offer free shipping. Guess what, Will?
Tell me.
They've got a special offer for our listeners.
Uh-huh.
You want to save $20?
Always.
To save $20 on your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and enter the promo code WDW20 at checkout. You're going to go on there. You're like, this is going to be too good to be true. You're going to log on. You're going to see how simple it actually is. It's a really easy. I've gone through the exam, what you do. Guys, if you are a contact wearer, this is going to change your life when it comes to the way you order your contact lenses. Please note, though, the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. We only test that your current prescription still helps you see 20/20 and renew that. But with that, again, great benefit, awesome. And what you can do, once again, if you want to save some cash, you want to see clearly during the holiday season.
Now that the rain is gone.
Simple, that should be their slogan.
Yeah.
SimpleContacts.com/WDW20 and order using the promo code WDW20. Again, SimpleContacts.com/WDW20 and enter promo code WDW20 at checkout. And that's $20 off your first order. Where were we? Now, did anyone of you guys watch the candlelight processional that they did?
Not.
I watched it live. The whole family got around. We sat around.
I saw a lot of people putting it like on their TVs and watching.
Yeah, I watched it on TV. You had to kind of like hack it to make it on your TV for me because I couldn't. They didn't have it, had it unlisted on YouTube, so you couldn't just search on YouTube and find it. I had to play it on my phone and then stream it to my TV, which was kind of a pain. But they did it so like, you'd go through the Disney Parks blog and not directly to YouTube, but it felt a little. Now, look, there's a couple thousand people watching. It wasn't like there was 100,000 people watching. I think there was 3,000 or 4,000 people watching. And Neil Patrick Harris hosted it. It was a cool experience. They had, again, the hosts who were out there like, hey, guys, welcome. Here you can see the candlelight processional's coming in. They're so excited. and then finally, you know, the event started, and it was beautifully shot. My parents came over. My kids came out. We watched it all together. It was nice. NPH was funny. He added a few jokes that, like, for the fact that it lives on, like, you can watch it between now and the end of Christmas. They're leaving it up. So you can go watch the candlelight processional. Probably the best quality version of it that exists. Because Disney officially released it. There is like
is it in VR?
No. I'm just saying Disney streaming.
Just regular. Yeah.
Weirdly, there's like a if you're sitting around like with your kids and being like, let's, because it is like the Jesus story, you know, the birth of Christ. And it's pretty like direct. It's a really, you know, pretty event, but it's very, it's probably much more religious than a lot of people expect to be in a Disney park. And they try to like kind of at the end be like, it's inspired lots of other things, but they do definitely like hit it home. But it opens with him making a tequila joke. And I was like goes off script for a minute. And it was funny. And I feel like in the room, it would have been funny when you're watching like around with your TV and kids and being like, oh, this is how this is going to be archived forever, which is Neil Patrick Harris making a tequila joke in the first.
What was the joke?
It was Epcot stands for every parent can drink tequila or can order tequila.
There you go. I mean, well played. He's not wrong.
Not wrong.
And then immediately goes into, you know, Bethlehem. And it's like, oh, really? It was a bit.
So clearly he was a La Cava right before the show.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was a little, I don't know, I feel like that's like the archived version of it in some ways. I kind of wish they just sort of stuck to the show. But it was really fun to watch. I enjoyed it. I hope they do more stuff like this, especially for shows that I feel like they could, you know, the sound was pretty good. It was mixed a little wonky, but overall it sounded really good. The music sounded really good. Cool. It was fun to sit around. If I was watching it at home, if you're going to watch the replay, I just skip the entrance or the intro. Even like the intro, there's a long time of like, let's go look at the people who are tweeting us live. Like, skip to where the show begins because there's a lot of filler. Probably 10, 15 minutes of filler letting people get online, and then the show starts. So, yeah.
Do we want to talk more about the storytellers? Or
are
we...
Yeah, what other storytellers are there?
Italy is kind of a strange one. It is La Banfa, which is the holiday witch.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Or I've talked about this with someone. I've heard of this.
Yeah, she has a broom and everything. She tells the story of Epiphany in Italy. And some other holiday lore. It's highly recommended.
Krampus hasn't made its way to...
We're always going to have a scary thing for every holiday.
I'm looking at her. She's pretty scary.
Scary ghost story.
They haven't made a Krampus.
Like the
Germany,
Easter Bunny
do
is scary.
I meant to tell
Why
you.
Why isn't there Krampus in Germany? Oh, you were there
I
for
just
Krampus
got
night.
Back from Germany.
Yeah.
And we were walking around in a Christmas market. And there was a whole display. And it was... Very man, I wish I would have videoed it just for you guys.
Well,
I,
you probably
I should have like bought us something, brought home. Like,
yeah, I was like four deep in Glühwein at that time, so it was. No, I'm kidding. But
in what?
Glühwein.
It's a horse made. It's beer made out of horses.
You ever had Glühwein?
No.
It's really good. It's like a
Glühwein is where Rob Johnson got his start.
Yes, it's like a
6 second
heated up
drinks
wine cider thing. It's really
I know what you're talking about.
But anyway.
Hot,
they had this whole
it's
yes,
like a hot wine.
Yes, they had a whole display, and there was a Krampus. But then you kept going around.
He
and
said
it
that funny.
Started turning Disney, but man, it looked terrifying. I should have videoed it for you guys. It was like they found the creepiest mannequins they could find, and there was a Snow White scene, and it was like oh, and then there was an Aladdin scene, and everything was just like what are they doing over here? So we got out of there real quick.
Yeah,
but Krampus. How do I say it?
I don't know what in Germany about this. I think it's like Krampus, probably in Germany, but
probably.
I say Krampus.
But they had one,
Krampus.
And it looked...
Yeah, it's just a different way of saying Christmas.
You ready for Christmas?
You ready Krampus. For Krampus?
Hey, man, you gonna go, what are you getting for Christmas?
Debt.
Debt?
Yeah.
Hey,
but
the debt will
it
rise.
It was very creepy looking, and it was cool. It was authentic. So I wish they had that in the Germany pavilion there in Epcot. That would be fun.
I did want to take a pause. Hey, Ted, who's watching Facebook Live, he's watching live from Kuwait today. So, Ted.
Nice.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Yeah. He's over there doing some good work, presumably. I hope so. I think it's good.
He's an oil baron.
I like Ted. He's a good dude. So, all right.
We should go meet up with my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. If you want to go hang with Will's brother-in-law and you're in Kuwait. I don't know what
he's
your free time's like. Yeah, we have a guy watching in Kuwait, Ted.
Oh, you weren't listening, Grease.
No.
No. Clearly. Okay, so any other storytellers? Then we can move on to the UK Pavilion.
Oh, lots. Father Christmas in the United Kingdom. Which
there you
is
go, tradition. A little bit more traditional. Not quite, though. Like a.
I always love the French storyteller, which is Père Noël.
Père?
Yeah.
Père Noël. He kind of looks like Santa, right?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Like the, in the... The France, Germany.
Yeah, they're
not
all...
Germany. I guess Germany's got the witch. France, England, America. It's got like a. There's a red and white magical creature.
Mm-hmm. Where is Santa Claus from? He's from Illinois, right?
Yeah.
North Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Northern Illinois. It's a great place.
Stan Claus.
Santa Claus.
Stan Claus.
You got to copyright that book, too. Get stantaclaus.com.
Stanta.
Get on it, Grease.
It's Stan Claus.
Stanta Claus.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Stant a clock.
Well we're ditching the podcast, and we're just gonna write strange kids.
Yeah, that's wide books. Open.
Okay. I feel like gloves. Actually someone would because it's like one of those ones you accidentally type in. It's like oh, Santa Claus is taken.
Yeah.
It is now.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. Any others?
In Germany, they don't have their storyteller. They have a band now, apparently, called Dirch and Dirch. But, you know, that's kind of
Dirch and Dirch.
Mm-hmm. So like they replace some of them with more of a musical.
But the thing, each pavilion though offers usually some sort of Christmas-ish thing.
Experience.
Yes.
Japan's is celebrating the New Year.
All right. So. Happy New Year. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Canada has nothing. They have the band. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Try that out. While we're at it, though, while we're talking World Showcase, and we talked candlelight procession. We talked Santa Claus. So now we talk about the UK pavilion, something that's highly rumored to be getting pretty much, I don't want to spend too much time because this may get dated very quickly. A pavilion that's largely thought to, probably by the success or not of the Mary Poppins sequel that comes out this week, get some new love in the coming couple of years. But as of now, it is practically a restaurant, a couple stores.
I would bet that that attraction is already done as far as...
Done.
If it's going to be anything video-driven, which I would guess it would be, it was shot during the film production, I would guess.
Especially because there's never really been a true attraction at the UK Pavilion.
No attractions.
Unless you count Rose and Crown.
Rose and Crown.
There's been a band.
Which can be an attraction, depending on how you...
I love it. There's been music there every day forever, and it used to be the British Invasion, which was a Beatles tribute band, which we loved, and my wife and I would go each trip multiple times because you'd go and they'd put on like a 20-minute show. They'd change costumes throughout the day. It was a really fun thing to just stumble upon.
Mm-hmm.
Then they changed it to, I think it's the band now there called the British...
British Revolution.
And they perform, same kind of concept, but not really in character. I always wondered if it was like a licensing issue too, like, because I don't... It was never really officially the Beatles, and they were like in the straight up Sgt. Pepper's gear. Like they would change and they'd do all the songs. So I always wonder if maybe that was one of the reasons that it ended, not just that was because it was sort of a Beatles tribute act.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That maybe they weren't.
Yeah, the new band
does
a bunch of different artists.
Yeah, the British Revolution just plays music from the UK. And they're a cover band. They're pretty good. You should go check them out. It's still fun to go back in that courtyard and just sort of have a drink and watch, but that is probably going to go away sooner than later.
That's where the attraction will...
Right. So maybe experience that while you can. And then also, have you guys done that? Have you gone and just chilled back there?
I heard it was going to be an umbrella ride that you just had to hold on to an
just
umbrella.
Just for dear life. I used to think that in the E.T. ride at Epcot, or had I got Universal Studios, that like you would have to pedal, like it would be,
and if you didn't,
until there's no tomorrow,
because like even your shadow is like people pedaling when you fly across the moon. Yep. I'm like, I'm not pedaling. Is it gonna stop if I stop pedaling? How'd
it's
they get
like
to sit near E.T.
Tavern.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe that should be the new E.T. attraction.
Is a pedal tavern?
It's a pedal tavern. E.T. pops up, looks around.
I do miss one of the things that used to be in this pavilion was a Winnie the Pooh kind of meet and greet.
Yeah, a Winnie the Pooh that no one knew was there.
Right.
And you'd walk back there and it'd be like, this isn't open, right? And then someone would like open the door and be like, you want to meet Winnie the Pooh and Tigger? Because nobody knows we're back here. And it was really cool. It had a cool set. Looked like Christopher Robin's room.
Yeah.
And it was neat. I really liked it. You saw Christopher Robin the movie finally, right? There.
Oh, I did. And I really enjoyed it. Have you watched that yet, Grease?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
That is one to watch.
That's a great movie.
I liked it a lot.
You didn't mostly prepare yourself to watch that movie, but it's a great movie.
It was good.
Hopefully this week sometime, now that it's on home video, which I don't know if people say still, but I do. Available now on home video.
You going to bust out the VHS player and watch it?
I dubbed it from Netflix to...
You always want to... You want to watch it a good, like...
But that's been closed a number of years now.
Yeah.
And now there's no meet and greet back there. It's just essentially a courtyard. The store is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you need... British and UK inspired gifts, whether that's the Beatles, whether that's soccer, memorabilia,
lots of cool stuff. You get your name on a like your family crest.
Yeah, you can look up your family crest if you're from the UK, because it does span the UK pavilion is all of the UK and a little bit of, I feel like there's some Ireland shoehorned in there as well.
Yes, a little bit.
And then you there's the Rose and Crown, which is pretty darn impressive. If you haven't spent time at the Rose and Crown, and it's just a neat experience because it does feel like a straight up sports bar, an English pub with a little bit of sports bar vibe, actually, right in the middle of Epcot. So it's loud. The food is pretty good if you eat there, but if you're just going to the bar, it's a pretty cool experience. It feels oddly authentic. So I would... You guys spent some time there, Will? You and we spent some time there.
Mm-hmm. We enjoy it. They got TVs in there?
Do they have TVs? I think they do. No? In my head, we watched a game there
once. Yes. You can watch football.
I need to look up if
there's like soccer.
I'm not sure if there is. I think there is.
The other football.
Yeah, I believe that they do have. They'll have like Premier League and stuff on. They have a really good Scotch flight you can get for like a pretty decent sum too. Like it's not absurdly. That's on the drinking around the world list. And I remember, I think it has like Macallan 18 is like the final of the. It's like a 3 Scotch flight, and I don't think it was very expensive.
It was. It's cool.
I know we have to rewind a second, but earlier when we were talking about meet and greets, I have a new development in my home about meet and greets. My oldest daughter confided in me and told me that she was pretty bummed about all the meet and greet, all the character dining experiences we did. And I was like, why? And she is very concerned and very upset that none of the characters sat down and ate with us.
So she thinks they're hungry.
I don't know.
Or she thinks that's what they're supposed to do, and they just didn't do it.
Just didn't do it.
So you've been saying character dining, and she thought, I'm eating with a character.
Yeah, and so this all developed the other day because it was an office party with Santa Claus, and I told her, I was like, Santa Claus is coming. And then she was like, is he going to eat with us? That's all she wanted to know. And I said, I don't know. I don't think so. And then that's when she was just went on this rant about.
You say they're working.
Disney.
They don't have time.
Couple things. Looking at some images,
no
not
TVs.
Seeing TVs.
No TVs. In my head, there's TVs.
In my head, people were watching football, soccer. Yeah.
There's also...
Also, two things off of him. One, with the character meet and greet. A friend of ours went on a Disney cruise recently and has like a 2.5-year-old and went to get her picture with Pluto. Like, because it's always meet and greets around the ship. And Pluto was the one they were going up to meet. And
they're free, but you have to reserve them.
And he was not all of them.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
This was one of the generic ones. Okay. So he went up to, they were about to get up there, and he's like, now this is Pluto. This is Mickey's dog. Just kind of explaining who Pluto was, you know. So the 2.5-year-old gets up there, and as soon as it's their turn, walks him, goes, sit! Because it's Mickey's dog. And nice. The character got into like dog sitting position. And so their photo is with her standing really proudly next to Pluto.
That's
because
amazing.
The character sat.
That's
so
great.
The other thing about Rose and Crown is that it is one of the few experiences for me that, especially if it's like kind of dark outside and it takes you out of being in a theme park completely.
Yeah, it's like there in Marrakesh.
Uh-huh,
are the two.
Right. Where you feel like you are in a British pub. A raucous one at that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Having just a good old time, and you forget while you're in there that you are in a theme park.
I want to have a raucous time in a pub with you.
Logan and I had a real raucous time.
They have.
We got in a bar fight. No, just kidding.
We're banned.
Yeah. We can't go.
They have
back.
A picture on the wall. They used to have the Hat Lady. She doesn't perform anymore. Hasn't probably for like 5 years. But I do think they still have like nightly performances by someone else, usually a woman on piano. You used to have this woman with all these hats, and she'd sing. She played there for years. They had the Hat Lady, but I don't know if she either. Retired or was fired. I forget exactly. That doesn't really matter. But it's a cool experience. There's usually some live music elements that are almost have a little comedic vibe in nature. So you can check out that and enjoy it. Another thing that actually my wife and I have been wanting to do, but we haven't done yet, is the Rose and Crown Tea experience.
Yes, this is definitely on Leslie's like.
We even
want
to do it. It's just very
list.
Difficult to convince the kids that this is how we're going to spend the time. So
it's 9:45 on 9:45. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Right. 9:45. It's a tour. You guys asked about tours, especially these kind of tours where I think there's actually some bang for their buck there. If you really want to enjoy something a little special, there's tours like these that I actually think are cooler experiences in some ways than doing the massive Keys to the Kingdom. You know, those are cool, but a lot of times they take half your day up. This is a fairly short tour. It says, a time-honored British tradition, learn the difference between blends and secrets to making the perfect cup of tea. Originally, they were doing this during Food and Wine, but they've extended it, looks like, just forever.
Year-round.
$30 per person, moving to $35 per person in April. At April 22nd is when the price hike happens. I assume that's because the demand's been fairly high for it. You do tea tasting, sandwiches, and scones. And I believe, this is different. The one during Food and Wine, I believe they'd also kind of tour you around the gardens they have there. This looks like it's more like you sit down and enjoy different tea selections for a little bit of time. I'll see if I can find more details, but this is something that's pretty new, I believe, and it's something we've never done and we've been wanting to do.
Yeah, if we're in Epcot, there's a 1,000% guarantee that Leslie is going to want to go to the tea store. She loves that store.
Yeah.
And just is always, I mean, granted, it's just
tea.
Twinings teas.
Right.
Which are at the grocery store, but there's a few things you can't get. They have a lot of the loose leaf teas there. So that's always a place. My wife grew up in Scotland, so she's used to some of the candies and stuff there. She spent a few years there growing up. And so that the UK pavilion is always a, we always hang there. But it's definitely, I understand why there's a need for an attraction, because you kind of, you go to the tea store, you walk through the shop, you may grab a drink, which there's also the fish and chip stand when you first, if you're coming from Mexico way, which is the proper way to tour the World Showcase.
Yeah.
You'd walk right in, the first thing you would see would be the fish and chips. And they're okay fish and chips. I think the fish and chips are better at the Irish pub in Disney
Springs.
You're
saying clockwise is the appropriate way to go?
You start Mexico and you go around.
Yeah, that's the, you never go the other way. You never start in Canada.
You don't want to start with beer from Canada if you're drinking, especially if you're drinking around the world.
Yeah, for food and wine, we did. We went right to left. That was our second day there. We went left to right the first day.
Oh, that's fine. You can mix up after
that. We didn't make it all the way around, so we went right to left.
It says the experience lasts for the tea experience about 45 minutes. And from what I'm looking at pictures, some people have done it. If you've done it, tell us. I want to know your thoughts on it. You get little, you know, sandwiches, little tea sandwiches, little little scones. Get some clotted cream.
Some crumpets. Is that a thing?
That's a thing, but that's not what they're providing.
Okay. Mm.
Little sandwiches. Mm. And looks like you also sit with other people. Just fair warning for those of you who are like me and don't want to do that.
How many people do you need to not? That's what we need to find out.
$30 a person, I'll just be like, how much for the whole experience? Just
What's the table cost? Is there four top?
Can I feel bad because I am that
kind
of person.
I can see Logan being in there the first time and not knowing that's going to happen. It's a random people sit right beside him. He's like, oh, okay.
I'll be honest, the very first thing we do when we get on the cruise ship
is see if you can.
Is we politely ask,
can you sit by yourself?
Can we sit by ourselves? Because we had one trip.
Because you're with the same people.
Yes, the whole time. The very first cruise we went on was the best experience ever. They were the greatest, awesome couple from Savannah, Georgia, and their two older kids. Best thing ever. The next trip, we went with a family that did not speak English. Mm. And so we were just sort of there.
You're just at a table.
Trying to have a conversation, and they were looking at the menu and kind of didn't understand what they were ordering. So the whole time it was just real, real uncomfortable. So
do they accommodate you pretty well if you ask for that? See, I've never – how you fix that. You have three kids, and then they don't sit you with anybody.
Yes.
Is there like a party of seven? All right, we're good to go. But no, so they accommodate you on the cruise if you ask to be by yourself?
Especially if you're in the second seating, which we always get the late seating, because then we're never rushing back to the boat.
I was about to say, any reason why you do the late seating? Why do you do the second seating?
Yeah, because a lot of times the early seating, you're getting seated around 5. So a lot of the you know, you do the ports, you know, you don't have to be back on the boat till 4:30.
Yeah.
So then you're rushing to dinner.
Gotcha.
And we'd rather, if we're going to miss a show.
Gotcha.
And the first seating is always families with three kids.
Yeah.
It's always people with toddlers. Right. So there's a lot less.
A little quieter.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, I feel like this has been very informative, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a tight show.
Mm-hmm.
Is this where we should wrap?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we should, because we didn't put in an ad read.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do here?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our friends at Simple Contacts. Then we're going to do another 10 or 20 minutes, and then we'll wrap this up.
Don't have time to.
We got 15.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all talk for a second while I think and marinate over our friends at Simple Contacts.
One time when I was on a cruise.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
With my mom.
Uh-oh.
Every story.
Captain's table?
Yeah, so my mom and I, we did a trip together before I got married. It was one last, like.
As you do.
That's something everyone does.
Yeah. You bachelor party with your mom trip?
Yeah, essentially.
And, you were going to go to Vegas, and that didn't happen.
And all I'm going to say is that
they went to the Vegas of the
back
seas.
Back then you could buy a cruise video, like a highlight film of your week on the cruise, and my mother and I seriously thought about ponying up the $75 to buy this video, because we knew that my mother was probably in it 5 or 6 times, and not just in a casual way, but like a dancing with the captain
starring
kind of sort of what, like on stage, like kind of way. I was in the casino one time and she busted up in there and walked past and there was like 8 women surrounded her and they were like, oh my gosh, your mom is awesome.
That's beautiful.
Well, because she bought them all drinks.
Anyway,
so if you have a son who's about to get married,
take him on a cruise.
Take him on a trip to somewhere where debauchery happens.
Nassau.
But here's the thing.
Be prepared on either side of that to see some things.
The son's going
to
be the responsible.
That's what I'm saying. See, well, I don't know if that's true for every mom and son relationship.
That's true.
But for your specific one, it was a memorable evening.
Yes.
I got some friends on a Disney cruise right now. You're going in like 30 days, right? I saw your countdown.
Yep.
I don't want to share what you're doing because it's kind of cool, though. Can we talk about what
you're doing? Yeah, we can talk about it.
All right, let's quickly breeze over this. So you are, because we'll talk about this when you actually do it. You're doing something a little different. You've told me this story.
We're sailing out of Galveston, which is a random place for the cruise. Mm-hmm. And it's a cruise that kind of ends in a place where it doesn't come back. And we prefer longer cruises.
Mm. So it's a one-way cruise.
It's kind of a one-way cruise. And so we were just kind of looking at options.
So you could just...
We could end in San Juan if we wanted to.
Fly home, kind of like a transatlantic.
Yes.
Presumably, it's what a lot of people do.
Right. But one of the things we've always wanted to do is because we have cruised in January before, because we tend to cruise when it's a little less expensive.
Yeah.
And less crowded and when the kids are in school. And we've always wanted to do the Southern Caribbean because it's a little warmer down there.
You can actually swim.
You can actually swim. And so we're doing the Southern Caribbean islands from San Juan. So we're doing two cruises back to back. Which we've always been on the cruise ships and have met people who have done back-to-back cruises. It's like a thing. A lot of times people will do the 7-night cruises back-to-back, people who want a longer vacation. So we're excited about that.
So you go from Texas to?
We stop in Jamaica. Uh-huh. A total of 3 days at sea, and then we go to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And then we go to Barbados, St. Martin.
Then you go back to...
Two other islands, yeah. And then back to San Juan.
And then you'll fly.
Then you'll fly home.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That should be interesting. I look forward to hearing that.
It's been fun planning it. And it's some of the smaller islands don't have a lot of excursion options that are... There's a lot of just like the standard swim with dolphins, zip line. You know, the idea
a
of
random
a
car service that will tour you around.
The idea of being on a zip line sounds like a horrible idea.
I like to see you on a zip line.
It sounds fun.
I have done that before, but...
Would you do it again?
Probably not.
Oh.
And so we're doing, there's a company called Resort for a Day, where you basically get access to an all-inclusive resort for the day.
That's cool.
So we're doing that in Jamaica. We found a bus picks you up and takes you there. It's separate from the cruise line.
Yeah.
And then you have, a resort, their beach, restaurants and all that all in for the day. So we're doing some of those.
Yeah, is it all inclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that with.
We've talked about doing that for Pod Cruise 2020.
It's pretty good.
Talked about some concepts like that.
I'm doing a one-way cruise where I never come back.
I don't know if anybody signs up for the cruise that's one way with us.
One way with the Grease.
This sounds sketchy. One way with the Grease means that you don't make it off the boat alive.
Right.
Ooh, I'll go.
Maybe not even onto the boat.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up. All right. It was a good episode, guys. I feel very confident in it. We didn't ramble.
And Terry didn't say anything, which made me resort to abandoning ship.
That's true.
Speaking of cruise talk.
Hey! So, for those listening and watching, thank you so much. Write a good review. We'll be back next week. We actually have a cool guest coming on, so if you are planning your next Disney trip, this could be a fun person that is providing some extra magic. Our friend, I guess we can tell it. What does it matter? Our friend Michelle Atwood from the Main Street Mouse is going to come on, and she's going to talk about her new book, which is really cool. It's a new children's book that's available now, but we'll give her proper time next week to talk about that as we head into the Christmas season. All right, until next time, guys. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Sean Nelson.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.